JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour, and we're joined by the star of Channel 7's Commonwealth Games coverage, Em Friedman.
As expected, the Aussies dominated the Commonwealth Games and even surpassed a massive milestone.
And it is their 1,000th gold medal that Australia have won.
You have another go.
1,000th.
A third go.
That's 999 plus one.
Here to wrap it all up, please welcome Emma Friedman.
Oh, and how good was she, by the way, right. Just keeping the coverage so entertaining. Welcome, Em.
Oh, JB and Bill, yes, the 1,000th medal was a real highlight.
That's better.
Happened in the early hours of the morning when Sherbo and I were on air, and we were privileged to have a glitter cannon to celebrate.
Glitter cannon. How are you going, Em? Because it must be tough work doing this hosting, of course. And
Two little ones. At midnight.
I haven't heard you whinge or complain once. You've been fantastic. So good on you, Em.
Really, you're very kind. It's all been going great. We had a great time. And, you know, it helps when the Aussies are winning so many gold medals. There was one morning where we were a bit slow and there was a couple of bronze and silver, and I went, oh, this isn't as good, is it? I'm only a gold kind of person. So, no, it was great fun. You're right, though. The alarm ended up going off about 11:30 each night, and I've just gotten back to the kids this afternoon, and tonight is pizza, and they're currently plonked in front of the Wiggles.
So. Ah, there we go. That's what we want. Now, your favourite moment.
Yes.
So for me, the Diamonds.
Yeah.
Given that netball's going through such a poxy time at the moment, their own doing, by the way. Don't know what the hell they're running that joint.
It's not their fault.
Not the player's fault.
No.
And, of course, with the falling at the last hurdle last time, Em, and this time winning, what a great story that is.
Yeah, total redemption for the Diamonds. It was a one-goal loss in 2018 to England. So to get over them in the semis and then play Jamaica, who went into this tournament really highly rated. Obviously, their shooter is an absolute star, and they were the only team to beat us throughout the entire competition. So for them to do it, a four-goal victory in the end to the girls. If you watch netball, you know that Gretel Buetta is an absolute star, but the Commonwealth Games, I think, has put her on, like, new star status. She's just a world powerhouse of netball. She was amazing in every game that she played, and yeah, a great result for those women. The other big highlights for me, obviously Ollie Hoare.
Oh,
that
yes.
That was just insanity the way that he won that. It was, you know, Chautauqua or Winx X. We're putting turns. He comes from behind and he circles the field and you don't think he's going to get there, and he does literally in the last three strides. And then I actually really also love two other big moments. Matt Denny winning the discus because he's just an Aussie classic, isn't he?
He is.
Yep.
As Australian and as down to earth as they come. And then Matt Glaitzer, the cyclist, what he went through through that entire week. So they win gold in the team sprint. In the next event in the Kirin, he falls off and grazes his backside and has
splinters.
Blood streaming out on the velodrome. The next day he's in the individual sprint and he gets relegated from his bronze medal for some controversial interference. So he's relegated to fourth. And then the next day he wins the time trial and gets another gold medal. So he was a special story.
Spot on. And shitty handlebars or something, didn't they? They were the second slower with the handlebars.
I could have sorted that out maybe before the game.
Hey, I'll tell you what I like, the Kookaburras. They've won 7 gold medals in a row. In the last seven.
They've never lost a game at the Commonwealth Games.
No, they've lost one. South Africa defeated him at one stage.
Oh, in 1998. Oh, here he is.
Oh, Bill. Just call me Bruce.
Have a listen to him.
What time did you get up this morning, Bill? Hey?
So who's right there then?
I love it,
Em.
You are right.
I back you to be right, Em.
No, South Africa beat him back a while ago, 1998.
Yeah, 1998, in our first Commonwealth Games campaign. But since then, what about a run of 37 games or something?
41 out of 42, I think you'll find. But
God,
a closing ceremony. What about the shock appearance of Ozzy Osbourne?
Have you ever seen anything like it?
No, not at all.
We were obviously bringing you the opening ceremony in the earlier hours of this morning, and we did hear word that he was going to do the final number with Black Sabbath, and he came out. I reckon he was wheeled out. Have you ever seen anything like it? Like, obviously, an absolute rock star and one of the greats of rock and roll across the world. But
73.
Does he look well? Do we think he looks well?
I think they just, it was like a Weekend at Bernie's, just got him up and going and away he went.
Hey, Em, can you stick around? We need to keep talking to you about these amazing games.
Let's do it.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
That's why we're number one. We can tease a story neither of us know.
Yep. Everyone knows that story in the lift.
You know it.
I've been hit in the head too many times. I forget.
We're joined by Emma Freeman from the Channel 7 Network.
All right, so coming into these games, Bill, and I have my hand high. I was one of them. I'm thinking the Comm Games might nearly have a fork in them.
No.
Now, as far as relevance to 2022, mm-hmm. I thought it's going to be interesting to see how this goes. They have been, Emma Freeman, a triumph.
I reckon they have, JB. And, like, obviously there's a bit of that sentiment about the irrelevance because of the fact that it's only the Commonwealth. And we know that that's been going on for a few years. But this country at the moment has an appetite for sport and winning like I've never seen. Mm. And it helps that we did win so many gold medals, but I agree. I mean, the ratings were terrific coming from a Seven point of view. They're thrilled with how it went. But, you know, you speak to people on the street and, you know, they're giving you their favourite moments. You go, nah, I reckon the Comm Games have still got a bit in it.
I tell you who did well, Birmingham, because everyone said it's a dreary joint and it's no good.
Yep.
But they were a great host. They were really, really good hosts. And the fans and the athletes, everyone loved the games.
Yeah, and all the guys who were over there, I reckon they really enjoyed themselves, especially last night. If
Richo.
You saw the opening ceremony this morning, Jason Richardson's voice is gone. And
gone.
I don't think that's from cheering for Ollie Hoare, if you get what I mean.
No, it isn't.
Don't get to what you mean. What are you saying?
He was just out on the tiles last night.
The sports that get included are also what makes it amazing. I mean, you don't see, when you go to the Olympics, you don't see netball, obviously. Lawn bowl's my favourite.
3-on-3 basketball.
You don't see that. You don't see squash. You don't see cricket. So, by the way, I did ask this question to Bill yesterday. This Australian women's cricket team, Em, might well be the greatest Australian cricket team ever.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, what they've achieved. So, a World Cup win. They're great in the one days, as we've seen. And then, you know, a Comm Games gold yesterday or the day before. And the commentators who were working on that, they said this is the greatest women's team we've ever seen, and maybe the most perfect cricket team in the world at the moment. I mean, led so superbly by Meg Lanning. Yep. She does an amazing job. Elise Perry wasn't out for a huge amount of it, and she's, you know, one of the stars. But Megan Shoot with the ball, she was unreal. As I said, Lanning was sensational as well.
McGrath. Tyler McGrath's a star.
What about Lynn Maher, by the way, before we're moving on from cricket now? Because we're liquid in this conversation with him.
Yeah.
Lynn Maher.
Who's that?
A one-armed, naturalised, one-handed, naturalised Chinese Australian table tennis player.
Yeah.
Had her other arm eaten by a bear at a zoo.
At the age of 8 years old, and in the media guide, JB, simply listed as an accident.
Oh no.
Bill, she had her arm eaten by a bear at a zoo.
And she's playing table tennis at the Commonwealth Games.
And winning a medal. Oh, how
and
good.
She comes over here, much like the girl she played in that final. She's also a naturalised Australian from China.
Jeez.
Yep.
Comes over here looking for a new life and ends up with Commonwealth gold. There's so many stories like that.
Yep.
We've been a great home to some superb athletes over the years.
Yeah, we have.
Very happy to have them. I'm sure they contribute a lot to that atmosphere and that culture of the team as well. And
I need to play you something because you've been in this business a long time, so you're a seasoned media performer. We spoke to Jason Richardson during the games, had an interview with him.
Yep.
And during the middle of it, we heard a noise that basically, well, we couldn't believe.
No.
I'm going to play it to you and see what you think it was.
That's all we want to see him do.
Yeah, but hang on. At the same time,
Are you having a wee while you talk to us?
No, I just had a nice drink of water because I'm just sitting on this for a chat.
Em, did you hear that?
Was he in the gents?
He was having a twinkle whilst having an interview with us.
On air.
I mean, he's a busy man.
Shaking hands with the unemployed.
That's disgusting, isn't it? What an absolute revolting
thing. You're better than that, Em, aren't you?
Just going to go flush.
Now, how are we going to go in Victoria? Because we've now got something to live up to.
Well, Ballarat, Bendigo, and Geelong, of course, the showcases.
Yeah, so what's, is Geelong doing the swimming?
Yes.
And it's a short
pool.
So
where are they putting the swimming, Bill? Because we were discussing this yesterday. Are they plonking a pool in Cardinia? Or what are they doing?
There is one there now, but they need grandstands. So they either build that up or they build a new pool.
That's extraordinary. So the swimming, obviously we need a venue. But then in Ballarat, where the athletics will be held, reading this morning that they'll erect, you know, 20,000 extra seats, which they did in Birmingham. And I reckon there was a bit of discussion before the game started. Oh, I'm not sure about this stadium, if it's going to be big enough, if it's going to be able to host a big enough crowd. But honestly, everyone's saying that it's been the most incredible atmosphere over there with 37,000 people. So if we can get close to that, I reckon we're good. Oh, see,
go.
Mum, stop talking. See, can you hear that?
we'll let you go, Em.
Have you had enough of me chatting?
No, the kids have.
What was your favourite sport of the Commonwealth Games?
I love the love triangle.
Oh. I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to my 3-year-old.
Oh, sorry.
Well, same.
Yeah, he's a big Cody Simpson fan. Yeah. He was on Team Cody.
Hey, Em, well done. Titanic job done by you and everyone broadcasting over the last couple of weeks. It's been superb. Look forward to chatting to you as the racing heats up.
Yeah, thanks, guys. We're not too far away from Group 1 action, so we'll jump on the phone there.
Beautiful.
Emma Freeman on the Rush Hour. Triple M.